good evening, and welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries, an evening with Jesus and the Word. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I'd like to take this time to thank you for joining me as we get into the Word of God. If you have called our number, area code 323-693-3054, please press the 1 if you have a question or comment, and you will be placed into the caller queue. Otherwise, if you're joining us in the chat room, you may place your question or comment there. I invite you to sit back, relax, get your Bible, your pen, and your paper, and get ready to feast on the Word of God. God bless you.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Do
there's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.
God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. I just want to take this time to welcome you to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. Again, this is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I just want to thank everyone for joining us on tonight on the phone lines, Minister Bonnie, my husband, and those of you in the chat room. I just want to say thank you and God bless you for joining us on tonight. But we want to just go and invite the Holy Spirit onto this broadcast on tonight and let him have his way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's truly not about us, but it's about him. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I just want to say thank you on tonight. I want to thank you and praise you and give you glory, Father. Father God, I ask you to forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings, oh God. Where we've fallen short, we ask you to forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would allow your Holy Spirit to come in, Lord God, and teach this broadcast on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I decrease that you might increase, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so that souls may be saved on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God, for those that need spiritual renewing, Lord God, that they would be renewed on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that those that need to be filled with the Holy Spirit would be filled with the Holy Spirit on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, those that you have predestined to be born again, Lord God, I ask you, oh God, that you will let them be born again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that the spiritual blinders which Satan has put upon their eyes will be loosed from their eyes tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Or whenever they're listening to this broadcast in an archive, we pray that the spiritual blindness will come off of their eyes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, for we know that it is not your will that any perish, but that all come to repentance, O God. So, Father, we just thank you for their soul salvation on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in advance for it being done, O God. Hallelujah, for your glory, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for anybody that may need healing, Lord God, anybody who may need deliverance, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for them, Lord God, that they will open their hearts, Lord God, that they will open their minds to receive, Lord God, the word, hallelujah, your word, O God. In the name of Jesus, for we know that your word will not return unto you void, but your word will accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereto you send it, O God. So, Father, we just thank you on tonight, God. We give you praise, God. We give you glory and honor tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind, Lord God, we bind the deceiver, Lord God. We rebuke you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. We command you to get your hands off the airwaves right now in the name of Jesus. Not just for this broadcast, but for every broadcast that's going forth in the name of Jesus. We command you to get your hands off the airwaves. We bind distraction, disruption, interruption, Lord God. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you and give you glory and praise and honor, Lord God, in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. I thank you again for joining us. And we just tonight want to talk about holiness. We want to talk about salvation, and we want to talk about holiness because where I work, and not just where I work, but I get to interact with people a lot, and I hear people, you know, tell me that God is okay with what they do. This is for people that have just gotten born again. This is for people who have been seasoned in the Lord for a long time, or, you know, so they say they've been seasoned in the Lord. I don't know. I cannot judge them. But what I do know is that a lot of people are walking around not living holy lives, but claiming to be belong to Jesus, claiming to be in the body of Christ, claiming to be born again, claiming to be children of God. And one thing that I see that is very prevalent in the lives of a lot of people is that people are doing what they want to do. People are not living holy, claiming to be in Christ Jesus, but not living holy. People are doing what they want to do, going where they want to go, saying what they want to say, wearing what they want to wear, sleeping with whomever they want to sleep with, and saying it's okay with God. People are just doing what they want to do, and the Bible tells us that in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves. Men will be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Okay? We know that we are living in the last days. We know that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But we also know that we are not walking in the Spirit, most people who are claiming to belong to Jesus. We do know that most people, or I'm not going to say most people, but a lot of people are not presenting themselves. They're not presenting their bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And I'm saying this for a specific reason, because where I work, I spoke to a lady, I believe it was on last Saturday, and she was telling me how, you know, she was going through some things or whatever, and she was, you know, out one side of her mouth, she was saying, Lord, I thank you, Lord, I thank you. And then out the next side of her mouth, you know, I said to her, you know, I'm glad you're praising God or whatever. And she says, yeah, but I'm about to go and get me some weed. And I looked at her. I was like, huh? She said, yeah, I'm about to go get me some weed. I said, you about to go get weed? She said, yeah. So I had some tracts in my hand, and I lifted up one that says how to be born again. And she looked at the tracts, and she looked at me, and she found up her face, and she said, God already knows. I was like, okay, God already knows, but I have this tract for you when you come back. Well, she made sure that when she came back, she did not make eye contact with me, and she went straight into the building without making eye contact with me, and I wasn't able to, you know, get her attention. So I said all that to say that there's so many people walking around professing to be born again, professing to have, you know, been baptized in Jesus' name or in the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, go to church every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whenever they go, Saturday, but still walking around acting like they've never been born again, acting like they've never been regenerated, acting like their minds have never been renewed by the Word of God. And that's probably the case. They've not been renewed by the Word of God. So many people, and it's sad to me to see this on a daily basis, people talking about God out of one side of their mouth and living like the devil. I mean, for real, cursing. But you just said you belong to Jesus. I have a coworker who every single day without fail brings her Bible, sits there and reads her Bible, highlights her Bible, will say, you know, send text messages out every day with the Word of God. Okay, I'm not knocking none of that. But as soon as she starts talking, she cursing. Every other word is cursing. When she talks to the people where we work, she's cursing with them. You know, just fraternizing with them and acting like them. Now, I know that Paul said he becomes as people are or whatever, however that scripture goes. Honey, help me with that. Becomes to all people so that he may win Christ. But you don't sin to try to win people to Christ. You don't act like the world acts to try to win them to Christ. You're supposed to show holiness at all times. We are supposed to be holy because God says, be ye holy because I am holy. We're supposed to emulate him. We're supposed to have his attributes. We're supposed to act like Jesus acted when Jesus walked on this earth. Jesus was tempted. Jesus was ridiculed. Jesus was humiliated. All kind of stuff happened to Jesus, but he never came out of his godly character. Not even when he threw the money changer's table over in the temple. He did not come out of godly character. He had godly indignation because the people had made the temple of God a den of thieves. So he had godly indignation. He still did not come out of his godly character. Even when he was beaten and lied on, he did not come out of his godly character. He remained steadfast, unmovable in his character, which was God's character. Yes, he was fully God and fully man, but he was tempted just like we are, okay? Things happened to Jesus just like they happened to us, okay? And we know that he was fully man because he was sleepy, he was hungry, okay? He did things that we do, but he never lost his godly character. I hope you understand what I'm saying when I keep saying that Jesus never lost his godly character. He did what his Father sent him to do, but he was always walking in holiness and righteousness. There's not one time that you can read through the Bible that you will see that Jesus came out of character. Not one time. And we, as human beings, we have the God-like characteristics in us when we become born again. We are spirit. God said in Genesis, let us make man in our image. So we are spirit. We do have the God-like character within us when we get born again, but we have to cultivate that thing. We have to train ourselves to die to the flesh and walk in the spirit. But what's happening is instead of us training ourselves to walk in the spirit, we're continuing on acting like we were acting before we became born again. So then what actually was born again? Have you been renewed in the spirit of your mind? Are you actually pursuing holiness? And one thing, a problem I notice that people have with as far as pursuing holiness, people think that being in God is boring. People think that I don't want to serve God because it's boring. I can't have fun. You can have fun. That's just a lie from the enemy to keep you bound up in sin and give you a false sense of salvation, actually when you're just really walking in religion or religiosity and not really coming into the fullness of true salvation. True salvation means that you're going to begin to walk like Jesus walked. You got to crucify the flesh, but you can only do that with the help of the Holy Spirit. People don't want the Holy Ghost. People don't want the Holy Spirit. People want to do what people want to do and still say, I belong to Jesus. But what's going to happen is in the last days, or not in the last days, but when judgment days come, when Jesus comes to crack that sky, and he comes back for his body, when he comes back for the body of Christ, those that are living in sin are not going back with him. When that trumpet sounds and you're still living in sin, I don't care how many times you got baptized. I don't care how many times you've been to church. I don't care how many churches you have joined. I don't care how many times you say you're born again. If you living like the devil and acting like the devil every single day of your life, you think you're going to heaven? That's for all of us. If we're not living in right standing with God, we're not going to heaven. If that's the case, why would Jesus have to have come to die on the cross to save us from our sins if we could live any way we want to and still go to heaven? He wouldn't have had to come and be crucified and be beaten with a cat of nine tails if it was all good and we all could go to heaven anyway. People are walking around lying, telling people, oh, you could just, you know, God is a God of love, so he understands that you're still smoking weed. He understands that you're still an alcoholic. I'm talking about people after they've already said they've given their lives to Jesus Christ, after they've already been baptized, after they've been going to church for 40 years, and you still smoking weed, you still drinking, you still cursing, you still whoremongering, you still backbiting, you still stealing, you still lying, you still committing adultery, and you still doing this? lying. Somebody's lying somewhere. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody because I'm human just like you are. I fall short just like you do, but I don't live in sin. I don't live my lifestyle a life of sin. Because I've been filled with the Holy Ghost and the Word of God is renewing me. The Word of God is renewing me. We're supposed to pursue holiness. We're supposed to forsake sin. We're supposed to get anything that we used to do that was ungodly. We're not supposed to continue in that thing. Paul says, shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? God forbid. Shall we continue in sin so grace may abound? God forbid. How dare we, who say that we are born again, continue to live in sin? Those that are in Christ must crucify the flesh. We must mortify the deeds of the flesh with the help of the Holy Ghost. See, one of our problems is that we try to do this thing on our own. We try to do this thing on our own, and we want to, you know, act like we got it. No, we don't got it. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, we need to wake up every morning and say, Father God, I thank you and I bless you and I praise you for another day. Father, I need your Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me today. I need you to help me, Holy Ghost, to crucify the deeds of my flesh and begin to name those things that you're still having a problem with and say, in the name of Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I am mortifying the deeds of my flesh. I will not curse today in the name of Jesus. I have the Holy Ghost residing in me. I will do that what the Holy Ghost leads me to do. I will read the Word of God. I will speak the Word of God out loud. I will not curse today in the name of Jesus because that person is dead. I'm crucified with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The old man doesn't live here no more. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Glory to God. But see, we got to have an active part in this thing. We can't just sit there and say, okay, Holy Ghost, I need you to help me to mortify the deeds of the flesh, but then we don't do anything. We can't just expect the Holy Ghost to be Houdini and work magic for us, and we just say, oh, well, I asked the Holy Ghost to help me. Well, he ain't helped me stop drinking, so I'm just going to keep drinking. Come on now, there's something that you got to do. You got to ask God to change your desire. You got to ask God to give you a desire to live holy and righteous. You got to ask God to give you a desire to live right before him. See, God's not going to come in and usurp your will. He's not going to come in and make you serve him. God's not going to come in and make any of us serve him. What he's going to do is give you his word, and he's going to tell you to meditate on his word day and night. And it's up to you to do it. You can tell Holy Ghost do this and Holy Ghost do that, but you still got to participate. You still have to be an active participant in your pursuit of holiness. You can't get to holiness and walk in holiness by osmosis. And I'm trying to tell you, there are things that we have to do to be able to walk in holiness. We got to crucify this flesh. We got to have a desire for this flesh to die. We got to have a desire. We got to fall in love with God so much that when we sin, we know that we hurt him, and it hurts us too. We got to have an attitude of, God, I hate sin, or God, I want to hate sin. I want to hate sin, God. I don't want to keep crucifying Jesus afresh. I don't want to keep nailing him to the cross every time I sin. I don't want to do that. But see, we don't get in the Word. We watch TV. We talk on the phone. We go shopping. We stay on the internet. You know, we do all of these things that take up our time. But when it comes to doing those things that would help us to pursue holiness, we don't do it. And you wonder why you're still fornicating. You wonder why you're still lying. Because whatever you feed is what's going to grow. If you have two children and you feed one child and you don't feed the other child, the child that you don't feed is going to die. The child that you do feed is going to grow and continue to live. Okay? That's the same thing with us. If you keep feeding your flesh, its desires and its lust, your flesh ain't never going to die. If you neglect your spirit, if you neglect the inner man, the reborn person that we are once we accept Jesus Christ. If you neglect that person is going to stay immature, going to stay stagnant, going to stay ignorant to the Word of God because you're not feeding it. You're not nourishing it. You're not doing anything to make that thing grow. So now you got your flesh and you have the spirit. Now it's up to you to decide which one you're going to grow, which one you're going to walk in. The Bible tells us if you walk in the spirit, so you will not fulfill the lust of your flesh. You cannot fulfill the lust of your flesh if you're walking in the spirit. You can't tell me if you're laying up in a bed with some man or some woman that's not your husband that you're walking in the spirit and you call yourself a believer or a Christian. You cannot tell me you're walking by the spirit because the spirit of God is not going to lead you into fornication. The spirit of God is not going to lead you to anything that is ungodly. You cannot tell me that if you are married, okay, and you out there sleeping with somebody who is not your spouse, committing adultery, you cannot tell me that you're walking in the spirit because the Holy Spirit of God is not going to lead you into adultery. You cannot tell me that if you're a liar, if you're a thief, if you're coveting, if you're a drunkard, if you're a railer, if you out there with heresy, if you out there doing anything that is ungodly, you cannot tell me that you're walking in the spirit. You can't tell me that. You could tell me that, but if you think I'm Boo Boo the Fool, you got another thing coming. How about this? How about you get in the mirror and look at yourself and say, stop lying. You know you're not walking in the spirit. Just go look at yourself if you fornicating, lying, stealing, backbiting, cursing, drinking, smoking pot, popping pills, whatever it is you're doing that's against God. Look in the mirror and say, just look, stop lying. You're not walking in the spirit. Just stop lying. And repent. Turn away from that thing that you're doing. Change your mind about it. Stop saying God understands and God's okay with it. Change your mind and stop doing it. Hello, Walt. Change your mind and stop doing it. We make this thing so hard. If you talk to psychiatrists today, and if you talk to, life coaches today, okay, you got a lot of these life coaches now. Now we see pastors, you know, big name pastors now calling themselves life coaches. Okay, you got all of these things popping up now. But if you listen to a real life coach or whatever you want to call them, they will tell you it takes 7 to 21 days to change a habit. Okay? It takes 7 to 21 days to stop smoking, to stop drinking, to stop lying. But you have to consistently do it. Stop doing it and replace it with something else. See, the reason why people fall back into sin or go backslide is because when they stop doing something, they don't replace it with the Word of God. They don't allow the Holy Ghost to come in and minister to them and teach them the Word of God. So they go back to what they were doing because there's no substance in them. There's nothing there to keep you living holy. There's nothing there to teach you living holy because you done slapped the Holy Ghost and said, go on now, I don't feel like being bothered with you. I want to do what I want to do. It's too, in our natural minds, it's too much trouble to go on a 7 to 21 day Bible reading regimen. Oh, no, the flesh don't want to do that. No, I can't do that. I'm going to miss my show. I can't do that. 7 days? 14 days, 21 days of reading my Bible? Oh, no, I don't want that to become a habit. Mm-mm, no. No, I'll read it every now and then. I could do that. But the Word of God, reading the Word of God, is that becoming a habit? Oh, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. And that's how we act. That's how we act. Like that's like the worst thing in the world to walk in the spirit, to read the Bible. That's the worst thing in the world. Are you kidding me? Guess what? The Word of God is going to renew your mind. How do you think you're going to stop fornicating if you don't ever read the Word of God about fornication? If you don't ever pray and say, God, you know what? I'm fornicating. I know this is not pleasing to you. I decrease so the Holy Ghost can increase in me, and I need you to help me right now. How many of you know that whatever you meditate on, 9 times out of 10, that's what you're going to do? If you're meditating on lustful thoughts, if you're meditating on drinking, if you're meditating on smoking, whatever you're smoking, whatever it is, okay, don't you know if you meditate on that thing, that's what you're going to do? That's why the Word of God tells us to meditate on the Word day and night. Meditate on the Word day and night. I'm going to see. I believe that is Psalms. Let's turn to Psalms, because sometimes people just don't believe where the Word is, water is wet. That's in Joshua. I believe that's in Joshua. Honey, if you can find that scripture for me, meditate on the Word day and night. But I want to read Psalm 1. I want to read this real quick. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." Can we stop right there? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly are not going to tell you to pursue holiness. Hello? Hello? The ungodly are not going to tell you to pursue holiness. If you have somebody in your ear telling you, girl, it's okay because God understands, just fornicate until God takes the feeling away from you, or just drink until he takes the taste out your mouth, or anything like that, you better get away from that person. You better get away from that person. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't come to me and tell me, oh, God understands, because I'm going to tell you, he really does understand that your heart ain't right. Oh, my heart is right, sister. God knows that I want to serve him. Does he now? He knows what you're saying out your mouth. The Bible says, you worship me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Hello, Walt. You worship me with your lips, your mouth, but your heart is far from me. You're saying it, but you're not doing it. You're saying it, but you're not living it. You talking the talk, but you're not walking the walk. And like my husband said, what you say speaks so loudly. I mean, what you do, how you act, speaks so loudly, I can't even hear what you're saying out your mouth. Because what you're doing is the exact opposite of what you're saying. How dare you tell me that God understands that you're still smoking weed? How dare you tell me that God understands that you're still fornicating and he okay with it? How dare you steal and say, God, no, I need that, and you just okay with it? I'm not your judge and your jury. How about that? You got to answer to God, because guess what? Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Bow now or bow later. Huh? If you can't obey God now, there is no hope. There is no hope. Because there is no such thing as purgatory, where you think that if you die, the people going to pray you out of hell or pay you out of hell. There's no amount of money that's going to get you out of hell. If you end up in hell, that's your destination. Well, actually, your final destination will be the lake of fire. Read the book of Revelations. Nobody can pay you out of heaven. They can't give enough money to get, out of hell. They can't give you enough money. They can't get a church enough money to get you out of hell if you die and go there. God is offering us a chance right now to live holy. Thank you, honey. Joshua 1:8, I'm going to read that in a minute. God is giving us a chance now to live right and to pursue holiness. God is giving us a chance to do that right now. God is a holy God and a just God. Holiness is for you. And I want to read something right quick to you out of the book called The Pursuit of Holiness by Jerry Bridges. On page 22, it says, we must face the fact that we have a personal responsibility for our walk of holiness. We must face the fact that we have a personal responsibility for our walk of holiness. I can't blame the preacher, man, if I don't live holy. I can't blame the preacher. Oh, well, he didn't teach me how to live holy. Guess what? You got the Holy Ghost, who is your teacher. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. You can't blame the evangelist Well, she only came on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I go to church on Wednesday, or I go bowling on Wednesday, or I go to hang out with my girlfriends on Wednesday, you know, or with my fellas, and we go out and play pool on Wednesdays. So I wasn't able to listen to the broadcast, so I don't know how to live holy. Shut up. Stop lying. Go on now. You can't, don't try to blame me, honey, because God ain't fooled no time of the day. I can't blame my pastor. You can't blame your pastor. You can't blame nobody but yourself if you're not pursuing holiness. Because all you have to really do is ask God for the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, because that's where your power is. If you read the book of Acts, it says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's when you receive your power, when you get the Holy Ghost. So when you got the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, how can you go wrong? If you really are meditating on the Word of God, if you're studying the Word of God, if you're feasting on the Word of God, how is it that you can still live unholy if you're doing all of this? I'm not talking about having a religious spirit. I'm not talking about a religious spirit. Hello, Patriot Greg. Welcome. Glad to see you. TLO Ministries, Minister Bonnie Howell, and my husband, of course, Bishop Gerald Scott. God bless you all. But how can we say that we're actually meditating on the Word of God and still living unholy? You can't do it. You can't meditate on the Word of God and then go out and lay with somebody or steal from somebody. You can't. That is no, uh-uh. Somebody somewhere is lying. Okay? I'm not talking about getting into a 21-day Bible regimen and you just reading it because somebody told you to read it. I'm talking about studying, meditating on the Word of God. Do you know how to meditate on the Word of God? I don't mean just read, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm not talking about that. My grandchildren can recite that. I'm talking about thinking on the Word of God throughout the day, just thinking about that Word of God, picking up your Bible and looking at that Word of God and saying it out loud. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I'm talking about not listening to Luther Vandross. I'm talking about listening to a hymn, Blessed Assurance. I can't sing, but you know what I'm talking about. I come to the garden. My husband needs to get on the line because he could sing these songs. But I'm telling you, this is how we pursue holiness. Whatever we think on, the Bible says, "What think on these things, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are lovely and are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." He didn't say think about the man with the nice body or the girl with the nice body. He didn't say think about, you know, Lord, I need this car. I want this car. He didn't say think about, you know, who you are in the world and heaping up riches and all of that stuff. He says seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other stuff will be added unto you. And he was talking about food and clothes. Read the scripture. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He said, take no thought for the morrow. Don't even think about tomorrow, because sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Don't you know if you seek God first and his righteousness, he's going to give you what you're supposed to have? He's going to supply your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, because you're seeking him and you're not seeking things. You're not seeking him for things. You're seeking him because he is God, because you love him, because you want to reign with him and be with him eternally. All of this other stuff that we seek God for, cars, homes, jewelry, clothes, all this other stuff is going to perish. We can't take none of this stuff with us. We can't take none of this stuff with us. Minister Bonnie says there's no U-turns in hell. Hell is a one-way street. If you find yourself in hell, there's no ticket out. God has given us a chance to get it right now. Why do we just turn our butts up to him and tell God to kiss our butts when he sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, the first fruit. He's the firstborn. He's the first fruit. Why do we turn our noses up to God and say, you know what, later for you? Why do we tell God tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow? I thought about doing it today, but it's much easier for me to say tomorrow. Tomorrow's not even promised, but we say, God, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll pray tomorrow. I'll read my word tomorrow. Who are we that we think we can even talk to God that way? Is there a problem? My husband said we'd be seeking for a house on the hill and a dog named Fluffy. We heard that from Evangelist Mack, and I'm telling you, it was funny when we heard her say it, but for real, that's what we do. We want the big house, we want the 2.5 kids, and we want the picket fence, the white fence, and we want the Mercedes Benz. But when it comes to Jesus, people out here busting their butt. I know a lady right now. She worked like a horse. She worked crazy hours. She worked, I'm telling you, this woman works, so she makes me tired as much as she works. Okay? She got everything she wants. She got a house. She got a couple of vehicles. She got furniture, her house laid out. She got cable. You know, her kids dressed nice. All this other stuff. She can't enjoy none of it. She can't enjoy any of it because she working 2 and 3 jobs for this stuff. She can't enjoy any of it. Not any of it. She's still smoking. She's still cursing. She still do things that she try to let the outside world think that she not doing it. But when she go home and behind closed doors, that's what she does. And when I asked her about it one day, you know what she told me? What I do behind closed doors don't matter. This was about about three years ago, when I said this to her. She said, what I do behind closed doors don't matter to nobody else. That's between me and God. Well, if that's what you want to keep believing, you keep right on believing it. Okay? Keep right on doing what you want to do until you have to answer to God. Because I'm not your God. I'm not your judge. Okay, but because I have the word of God in my mouth and God has commissioned me to give his word, I have to give you the word. You do whatever you want to do with it. He said, be ye holy for I am holy. Be ye holy for I am holy. Look, do what you want to do. That's all I'm saying. Do what you want to do. But I'm going to give you the word of God. And after I give you the word of God, you do what you want to do. Okay. The Song of Solomon 2:15 says, the little foxes spoil the vine. And I'm reading out of The Pursuit of Holiness by Jerry Bridges. I'm reading on page 23. It says, but the scripture says it is the little foxes that spoil the vine. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. It is compromise on the little issues that leads to greater downfalls. And who is to say that a little ignoring of civil law is not a serious sin in the sight of God? Okay? The little foxes, and I remember I was in church a couple of weeks ago, and Pastor Sheila was talking about the little foxes, and she was saying how, you know, when you see a little fox, the little fox is really cute. A little fox is cute. A baby fox is really cute. And you don't look at a little fox as the enemy or something that can spoil something. But the little foxes go to the vine, and they dig up the vine, and they eat up the little, you know, the grapes down there, and they mess up the vine, destroy the vine. Therefore, the whole grapevine is destroyed because now the root of the vine is all messed up because the little fox went in there, started digging, and tore up the root and everything else, okay? But you're looking at the little fox, oh, look how cute. And why are you saying, oh, look how cute? The little fox is in there destroying stuff. Then when you look around, you wonder why you won't have no power. You wonder why your prayer's not being answered. You wonder why your head is twisted backwards and people looking at you like your head is twisted backwards. Because the little fox has done ate up your vine and you don't even know. You don't have no more grapes. Done ate up your vine and you don't even have sense enough to know that your vine has been destroyed. Because you keep playing around with the little foxes. You keep letting the little foxes do what they want to do. Keep playing with God, and he's going to just show you just who he is. He says, Jerry Bridges continued to say, is the Lord to be obeyed in all things whatsoever he commands? Is he a holy lawgiver? Are his creatures bound to give implicit assent to his will? Are we willing to call sin, sin? Not because it is big or little, but because God's law forbids it. We cannot categorize sin if we are to live a life of holiness. God will not let us get away with that kind of attitude. I love this. He said, we cannot categorize sin if we are to live a life of holiness. You can't say my sin is, you know, God understands my sin. It's just a little bit. God understands. We can't say that. We can't say, well, I just told a little lie, and Gerald was over there fornicating or committing adultery, so God going to deal with him worse than he did with me. Ah! Back it up, because that's the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer. Erase that, because that's the wrong answer. Sin is sin. And the wages of sin is death, according to Romans 6:23. Now, you want to keep on playing? Go on and play. Let me read something to you right quick. Romans chapter 13, verse 11, it says, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Y'all listening in the chat room? The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Verse 14 says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Hello, did you hear that? Romans chapter 13, verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Stop making excuse for your sin. Stop making excuse for you to continue live in sin. Stop lying on God, saying that he understands and he's okay with what you're doing if you're living in sin. Stop making provision for your flesh. Walk in the Spirit so you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Present your body a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. If you feel yourself getting ready to fornicate, you better call on the name of Jesus. And whatever you got to do, do it. If you got to anoint your sexual organs, anoint it. Get yourself some anointed oil and anoint yourself. Plead the blood of Jesus over your sexual organs if you can't control yourself. Anoint your hands if you got to steal, if you got a problem with stealing. Anoint your mouth if you got a problem with backbiting. Anoint your ears if you got a problem with listening to gossip. If you got a problem with drinking, anoint your mouth. I will not let another alcoholic drink go past these lips in the name of Jesus. And Holy Ghost, I'm calling on you to help me mortify the deeds of my flesh. in the name of Jesus. Come on now. We living in the last days. Jesus is coming back sooner than we think. The time of our salvation is closer than when we believe. We just read that in Romans chapter 13. From the time that we confess Jesus Christ as Lord, the day of salvation is closer than when we first confessed him as Lord. And we walking around believing the lie that God is accepting anything and everything. People walking around teaching damnable heresies, telling you it's okay to live a riotous life. It's okay to live a life of sin because God's going to take you to heaven anyway. Damnable heresy. And we're supposed to have the Spirit of God living within us, but we done heaped into ourselves teachers having itching ears. We done allowed the spirit of Jezebel to come in and lie to us because we won't seek God out of a pure heart. We won't seek God for real, because we know he's going to tell us to get rid of the sin. The Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which that so easily beset us. The Bible says, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who have bewitched you? Who have tricked you? Who has convinced you that it's okay not to obey the word of God? You know it's not the Holy Ghost. So if it's not the Holy Ghost, it's the devil and some of his imps, some of these demonic spirits. And we're sitting around listening to the devil when the Holy Spirit of God, who was sent back by Jesus Christ, he's right here available, willing to help us. But no! We want to satisfy the lust of the flesh. We want to be like King David. We want to look at the sin. We want to meditate on it. Instead of nipping it in the bud as soon as it comes to our mind. Oh, no, I have the mind of Christ. Oh, no, I will not set my eyes on anything evil. Oh, no, I will mortify the deeds of the flesh by the Holy Ghost. I will not lust. I will not lie. I will not steal. Oh, no. But we want to give place to the devil. We want to give place to the devil. We want to satisfy our flesh and then say we belong to Jesus. Get out of my face with this. I'm not a conventional preacher. I don't try to preach like anybody else. This is the way God uses me to preach. And if you don't like it, change the station. Souls are going to hell because people want to be cute and give out cute messages. People want to tell you how to live a life and let it be Friday every day. Guess what? God ain't concerned about it being Friday every day. God is concerned about whether or not your soul is going to hell or not. That's what he's concerned about. He's concerned about if you living holy or not. He's concerned of not whether you're pursuing holiness or not. He's concerned about whether you love him or not. That's where his mind at. He's not thinking about TGIF. He's not thinking about you enjoying the pleasures of this world. Because this stuff is temporary. Moth is going to tear this up. Rust and dust is going to corrupt this stuff. Okay? None of this stuff is going to heaven. None of this stuff is going to hell. All this stuff is going to be destroyed. So we seeking these things. And it's okay to have things. I'm not saying that it's not, because I want a van for my husband and I. I want to live somewhere. We live in an apartment right now. I don't want to be on the street. So I'm going to sit here and be a fool and say, no, we don't want things because we need things. Okay? But when you pursue after things more than you pursue after God, you need a salvation check. Hello? Excuse me. Yeah, you need a salvation check. Anybody on the phone line or in the chat room that want to talk, if you're on the phone line, press the 1. If you in the chat room, you want to call in, the number is 323-693-3054. I'm going to read Joshua 1, chapter 8. I'm going to start, I meant to say verse 8, but I'm going to start at verse 6. It says, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou shalt, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. I can't see y'all. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9 says, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? This is the third time he said this. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Did y'all hear that? Three times he said, be strong and of good courage. Be strong and very courageous. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and be courageous. Be strong and be courageous. But see, you got to meditate on the word of God. We got to meditate on the word of God. If we are to pursue holiness, we need to meditate on the word of God. It doesn't stop when you say, Father God, I accept Jesus Christ into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. It doesn't stop there. That's the beginning. It doesn't stop there. We have to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the evil man his thoughts. That's what the word of God says. Seek the Lord while he may be found. We got the presence of God in this world today called the Holy Ghost. And we won't even utilize the power. We have the power and the authority of the name of Jesus, and we won't even use the power of the name of Jesus. We won't even use the Holy Ghost power to help us to mortify the deeds of our flesh. We'd rather continue in sin. Help, Holy Ghost. God is not flim-flammed, people. God knows the thoughts and the very intents of our hearts. That's why the word of God says the word of God is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. That means it's alive. The word of God is alive. The word of God searches the deep things. It searches our hearts. It knows the intents of our hearts, even when we don't know the intents of our hearts. The word of God knows the intents of our hearts. The Holy Ghost is right there to teach us and to lead us and to guide us. The Holy Ghost will pray for us when we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. The Holy Ghost is our comforter. Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter. See, when Jesus walked on the earth, they physically had him. He physically taught them. But he had to go back. He had to ascend back into heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father. So he sent his Holy Spirit to teach us. But see, he can't teach us nothing. We're not meditating on nothing. We can't fill ourselves up with the things of the world and expect the Holy Ghost to teach us something when you may give him 5 minutes a week. Right, I said 5 minutes a week, not 5 minutes a day. Hello. Welcome, guest 4415. Thank you for joining us. I'm trying to tell you, listen. If you don't listen to nothing else, you need to hear this. Meditate on the word of God and pursue holiness. I'm going to the phone lines right now. 407 has her hand raised. Area code 407, you're on the line.
Well, praise the Lord, Evangelist Scott. So glad to be here tonight. What an awesome, awesome word. You know God wants his people to go back with him when he comes, because truly he's coming back again. And we need to take heed to these type messages. Glory to God. Some people might feel like it's a hard word. Glory to God. But God is walking heavy now, because truly he is coming back very soon. And what really struck my attention, I went to Galatians, the fifth chapter.
Yeah, I just turned to it.
Galatians, the fifth chapter, the 19th verse. You know, a lot of people don't know the works of the flesh. You know what I'm saying? But it said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murderers, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So this is why these type messages come in, because we all want to see Jesus. I hope we all do. Glory to God. And in order to see him, glory to God, we have to be holy, because flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I just want to say that tonight, and I just truly thank God for you allowing me this space. I'm just having a glorious time in the Word. You know, every man have a choice. The Lord said, choose ye this day whom you going to serve. And he told you there's a hell and there's a heaven. Choose ye this day. You can choose where you're going to go by living right. Glory
to
God. It's not hard.
Right.
If people want to, they love darkness more than the light. Glory to God. So I'm telling you, it's best that we choose light today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Get your house in order.
In order.
Because he's coming back soon.
Yes, he is. He's coming in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And guess what? When he comes, when Jesus cracks the sky, when that trump sound and he comes through the sky, it's too late.
Too late.
It's too late. It's too late. When the dead in Christ rise first, and then those that remain are caught up to meet him in the air, you can't jump up there and think you're going if you ain't living right. You better live right now.
Amen.
You better get it together now. You better live holy now. You better pursue holiness now. Because when Jesus comes, I don't care how much you jump up in the sky, if you have not remained until the end, and if you're not getting caught up to meet him in the air, if you haven't risen first from that grave, you might as well forget about it.
Amen.
Forget about it, because you're not going with him, not then. And if you can't make it with the Holy Ghost now, you can't make it with the Holy Ghost now. If you were to live through the tribulation, how do you think you were going to make it? If you can't live with the Holy Ghost now. Folks be tripping, but let's read, since we are in Galatians chapter 5, I want to read some more. I'm going to go up a little bit, Minister Bonnie.
Amen.
We're going to go up to verse 16. It says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We talked about this earlier. You cannot walk in the Spirit and fulfill the lust of the flesh at the same time.
Mama.
The devil is a liar. Stop lying. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I've been lying to myself all this time. I've been saying I'm walking in the Spirit, but I'm still fornicating, lying, committing adultery, lasciviousness, all this other stuff. I'm still doing it, so I'm lying. We know all lies come from the devil. God don't lie. God not going to change his word for you. He not going to change it for me. Okay? Come out of lying. I rebuke the spirit of lying. I rebuke the spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus. The spirit of deception. Satan has deceived so many people, and people are walking around in deception and thinking they're doing something. Because you went to church and you said, a hiccup Messiah, help me tie my bow tie. So now you think you're okay because you did that. Come on now. You think you're okay because God blessed you financially and he blessed you with some things that you asked him for, but you think you're okay with God and you're still living in sin, but you still think you're okay with God because he blessed you. But I got to tell you something. I have an announcement to make. Just because he blessed you don't mean nothing, because God said in his word that he reigned on the evil and the good. His sun shines on the evil and the good. Okay? So just because you think you got something, that don't mean nothing. Don't get it twisted because you got something. See, God still knows the heart. God looks at the inward man. We're looking at what's going on the outside. Oh, because I got this and I got that. God gave me a promotion. God did this and God did that. We're looking at the outward man. God's looking at the heart. He's looking at the heart. The outside of the sepulcher is all white and clean, but the inside is filthy, dirty, nasty. I'm talking about people that are supposed to be born again. I'm not talking about the world, because the world is doing exactly what they're supposed to do. I'm talking about people that are saying they're calling on the name of the Lord. People that say they've been water baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, and still living in sin. You're a liar. You cannot walk in the spirit and fulfill the lust of the flesh at the same time.
Oh, Jesus.
You can't do it. The devil is a liar. You can't do it. You're not fooling God. You're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. You cannot walk in the spirit and fulfill the lust of the flesh. You can't do it. You can't walk in the spirit and still laying up with somebody that's not yours. How are you walking in the spirit? The spirit of God ain't tell you to do that. Verse 17, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary. Hello? What did that word just say? But these
contrary.
Are contrary, the one to the other. Contrary. I mean, they don't agree. Walking in the flesh does not agree with walking in the spirit. They're contrary. They're opposites. One is black and one is white. There's no gray area. One is hot and one is cold. One is rebellion and one is righteousness. One is holy and one is unholy. Contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Now the works of the flesh which are manifest, which are these. And before we read this again, because Minister Bonnie just read this, okay, I would advise you to get a Bible that would explain these words, or go online, get a dictionary, and look up these words. Because a lot of times people will preach these words, Minister Bonnie, and don't nobody know what these words mean.
That's so true.
Don't nobody know what these words mean. If you took a poll today and you asked people what lascivious means, lasciviousness, variants, emulations, seditions, heresies, revelings, and all that, can you tell me what it means? How many people will be able to tell you what these words mean? And the next broadcast on Friday, we're going to go over all of these words.
Amen.
We're going to go all over all of these words and break them down, because that way nobody can say, I didn't know what that meant. I'm not going to give you a chance to lie, not on my watch. Okay? I'm going to break it down to you. I already have them in, I already have them typed out. I already have all of these words typed out. They're in my closet somewhere, but they're already typed out, these words. And I made these booklets about 4 years ago. With all of these words in them. And I didn't know the Holy Ghost was going to go this way tonight. So I didn't pull it out. So I don't have all of the definitions. But if the Lord allows me to on Friday, we're going to give the definitions to all of these words. And not just those, we're going to give the definitions of some more words. Okay, we're going to talk about deceitfulness. All right, deceitfulness, huh? What is that? We're going to talk about being effeminate, okay? Evil concupiscence. We're going to go down, honey. You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. God is so good, because guess what? I got my hands on right now. The definitions. Isn't that special? They're right here. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Okay. Covetous. Wrong desires. Of wealth or possessions, greedy. Okay. A strong or inordinate desire of obtaining and possessing some supposed good. Excessive desire for riches or money. Okay. Let's go to, what is that word we just read? We're going to evil concupiscence is sexual desire, lust. Evil sexual desires. Okay. Doing all that ungodly sexual stuff. Orgies, threesomes. Oral sex. Can we say that, Minister Bonnie? Can we say that?
All right, man.
Okay. Having sex with animals. Same sex relationships. Can we say that?
You know,
they tell you, the government tell you, if you get a 501c3, you can't say stuff like that, because they don't talk against that, so you can't talk against what they say. The devil is a liar. Let me see. trying to find some more of these words. Heresy, opinion or doctrine at variance with the orthodox or accepted doctrine. Okay, that means you're going against what the Word of God says. You saying something else. You talking something else that's not. You're talking another gospel. Mm-hmm. Teaching another gospel. The Bible says if somebody's coming to you with another gospel, don't listen to them. But we listen to them. Mm-hmm. I got inordinate affection in here. I got lasciviousness, given to or expressing lust, lecherous, exciting sexual desires, salacious. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of this stuff is talking about sex because we are sexual beings, okay? And a lot of people get in trouble with that fornication and that adultery, all right? We fall into lust. I know I did. We fall into these things, and our desire is sex. A lot of people, all they think about is sex. They sitting in church instead of listening to the word, they're thinking about sex. They're thinking about what they're going to do when they leave the church. Oh, yeah, I'm going over Johnny's house after I leave. The word was good, but I'm going over there because God knows I just can't go without it. Everything you look at on TV is sex, commercials. Mm-hmm. All the commercials is about sex. Like, are you serious? Oh, because the new thing is sex sells. You got to have sex in everything. For a bowl of cereal, you got to be sexy for me to have a bowl of cereal? Are you kidding me? For a slice of pizza, you got to be sexy for me to have a slice of pizza? And the cartoons are sexual for kids. I'm talking about kids stuff. It's sexual. It's demonic. And see, these are the little foxes, and we tend to ignore these things. Oh, well, it's just a cartoon. It's not going to hurt nobody. You're a liar, and the devil is your daddy. Okay? You're talking about, oh, well, what's so wrong with looking at Harry Potter? It's witchcraft. It's witchcraft. Amen. Okay, yeah, we used to look at Bewitched when we was little, and no bad things happened to us when we were little. She used to wiggle her nose and whatever. That's what she did, you know, on Bewitched. But we're talking about demons now. We're talking about when they're actually entertaining demons and playing around with demons. Okay? We're not talking about the cutesy little Bewitched. We're talking about actual demonic stuff. Okay? And this lady done made millions and millions of dollars off of demonic stuff. Okay? She got her reward right now, though. Because if she don't turn herself over to God, if she don't give herself over to Jesus Christ and accept him into her heart as her Lord and her Savior, guess where she going? But see, she got her reward right here already. And we don't want to be in that place. We want to pursue holiness. We want to live righteously before God. It's not enough just to say, I accept that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. It's not enough.
Not enough.
That's the beginning. You've decided, you made a conscious decision that you want to stop living a life of sin and you want to live right before God. But we still got to do something. And we got to allow the Holy Ghost. We got to pray for the Holy Ghost. Look, I need the Holy Ghost. Father, the word says I need the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. He's going to fill you and do you with power. Okay? Because God's word cannot lie. It will not return unto him void. He said, and you shall have power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses of me all over the place. Okay? We're not witnesses of God, of Jesus Christ. We're not witnesses of Jesus Christ if we're living in sin. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. I understand that. But I'm talking about living in sin. A lifestyle of sin. If you lie every day, you is a liar. Some people lie for free. You ain't got to ask them nothing, and they'll just open their mouth and start lying. You lying for free. I didn't even ask you anything. Some people, I don't ask them certain things because I know they're going to lie. So in order to prevent you from lying, I will not ask you certain things. Because now I'm causing you to lie if I ask you that particular thing and I already know you're going to lie. I don't want that on me. So I'm not going to ask you that particular thing so you can lie. Because I know you're going to lie. If you fornicate regularly, because I hear people saying right now, oh, I don't fornicate every day. I don't sleep around every day. But if you fornicate regularly, don't sit there and tell yourself, oh, God, I'm sorry, I repent. And then you go right back out and do it again. That's not repenting, boo-boo. Can I tell you that repentance and saying you sorry is not the same thing? Hello, Walt. People think because they say I'm sorry that that's repentance. That's a lie. That's a deception from the devil. Saying you sorry is just saying I'm sorry, okay? Repentance means that you have changed your mind about that thing. You see that thing as evil like God sees it as evil. You see it as sin like God sees it as sin, and you stop doing it. That's what repentance is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what repentance is. Not saying, oh, God, I fell again, and I'm sorry. Oh, hello, he heard that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And the day before that, and last week, and last month.
Mm-hmm.
Liar. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come out of sin. Forsake sin. Forsake the devil. Stop
mm-hmm.
living for Satan, because all he wants you to do is go to the lake of fire with him. Satan hates you. Do you understand this? I'm talking to the believers. I'm not talking to the people in the world. I'm talking to the believers. He hates you, believers, because
yes,
he knows that he can never have the place with God that we have. He was kicked out of heaven. He can never go back there to live with God eternally. His lot is the lake of fire to live there eternally, and he knows it, and he wants you to go too. Now, to the unbeliever, you don't have to go to hell either. You can give your life to Christ today, right now. You can stop what you're doing right now and say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I heard that woman on that radio, and I want to give my life to you. I want to stop lying. I want to stop living for the devil. I want to stop doing this stuff because it's not pleasing to you. God, I need you to come into my life. I accept Jesus Christ right now. I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead.
Mm.
And I give my life to you right now through faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait to go to church. You don't got to wait for a big name preacher to come to town. You don't got to wait for Joyce Meyer to come. And I love Joyce Meyer, so I'm not talking about her. You don't got to wait for her, Creflo, Kenneth,
PD,
none of them. You don't got to wait for nobody to come with the alphabets behind their name. You don't got to wait for them to come to say they're doctor this, that, and the other.
Ooh-hoo.
You ain't got to wait for none of that. You can do it wherever you are right now, in your kitchen, in your bathroom, at home, at work, wherever you are. You can give your life to Jesus Christ right now.
Mm-hmm.
And become a born-again believer. You can come out of kingdom of darkness right now if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
We can't force you. Nobody forced us. I know I got born again because this man got on my nerves Sunday after Sunday and kept asking me, did I want to be born again? I mean, every Sunday he was relentless. I was like, well, you leave me alone. Okay, I'm coming to church. That should be enough. It wasn't enough for him. He wanted my soul to be saved. Every Sunday, and he wasn't forceful. He would just ask me, you going to give your life to the Lord today? I'd be like, no. Stupid. But I was telling the truth, because I wasn't going to say I'm going to give my life to the Lord and go back out there and still doing what I was doing. I had enough sense about that. But one day, he asked me, and I said yes. I said yes. And that was the beginning of my new life. Did I stop doing everything that I wasn't supposed to do then? No. Because truthfully, I got the Holy Ghost, but I didn't study my word. I didn't meditate on the word. I didn't pray. I didn't ask the Holy Ghost to help me. I didn't ask the Holy Ghost to help me to mortify the deeds of my flesh. I didn't do none of that. So I was still living. What I'm talking about tonight, Minister Bonnie, is because I lived it.
Mm-hmm.
I lived the lie. I lived, oh, yeah, I'm holy. I go to church on Sunday. I might roll around on the floor. I might just hiccup Messiah, help me tie my bow tie and all of that. And was still living unrighteously before a holy God.
Ooh.
Still living unholy before a holy God. Had no fear of God. Had no respect for God. Had no love for God. But was in church every time the church doors opened. And had no respect for the true and living God. Walking around acting like I was all of this and all of that in front of the church people. And then when I got home, I was a beast of another color.
Ooh, Jesus.
And that's what's happening today, Minister Bonnie.
Amen.
People are sitting up in church, building these edifices that's holding 20 and 30,000 people in these buildings. And folks going in church and leaving out the same way or worse. than when they went there.
That's correct.
And you go to a 20,000 member church or a 10,000 member church because you don't want the pastor to be able to point you out and call you out. And most of the time, the pastor can't call you out anyway. They don't even know your name. They don't even know you a member. Because they got five or six different pastors in the church. Now you got five or six different pastors in the same church.
Mm-hmm.
In the same church. Now you got a head, a body with six heads on it. Because you got six different pastors in the church. Like it or don't, I don't care. How you know that other pastor not saying something different than what you say? How many leaders you supposed to have in one church? And you playing follow this leader, follow that leader. You get mad with this one. Oh, I want to join this group now because I didn't like what that one said. Or I want to be over here because this group is more popular than that group. Or I just want to come to church and I don't want nobody to say nothing to me because I'm okay and God know I'm okay and me and God is cool. And I had somebody tell me that. They said, me and God is cool. He understand me. He know I'm drinking because so-and-so happened in my life. So he okay with it. Let me put you on notice right now. You're a liar. Let me put you on notice right now. The devil is lying to you every day and you've fallen for it, hook, line, and sinker. Because we just read the scriptures talking about drunkenness and reveling and all that stuff. The works of the flesh. Let's read it again. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. This is Galatians 5. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past. So he not only said it this time, but he told them this before.
Told them that before.
Yeah. They which do such things shall not. Get your Bible, underline, shall not. Underline, shall not inherit. Underline, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? They which do these things, circle that. They which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So you still want to say God is okay with that? You still want to tell me God is cool with you still drinking and fornicating and lying and stealing and backbiting and doing all this other stuff that he just got finished saying? You still want to tell me that it's cool and God understands you and it's okay when he just said that they that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God? So you still saying it's okay? Liar, liar, your drawers is about to be on fire.
Ooh-wee.
Verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Verse 24 says, and they that are Christ, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Ooh, huh, what? And they that are Christ. That's not Jesus' last name either, okay? Christ means the anointed one. Jesus Christ, like that's his last name. Jesus the Christ, okay? Yeshua HaMashiach. Stop playing around with me, okay? And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. If you ain't crucified the flesh, you're not Christ. Ooh! Minister Bonnie, why you let me say that?
Ooh-wee! Ow!
I didn't say this. Paul said this.
Mm-hmm.
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If you have not crucified your flesh, if you have not allowed the Holy Ghost to help you to mortify the deeds of your flesh, you better check yourself and see whether you be of God.
Amen.
I'm talking about the God who created the heavens and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or the God of this world.
Oops.
Verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You know what? I'm acting like I got the rest of the night to continue this word of God, and we can really go off the air in about 2 minutes, in about 5 minutes. So this is what I want to say. Caller, if you want to say anything, please press that 1. We have 5 minutes left. Anybody in the chat room, if you have anything to say, please post it in the chat room, because we're about to end this broadcast. I'm thinking we're going to go on to 7 o'clock, but we're only on to 6:30 tonight.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. Prophetess Kane, Revival Fire, TLO Ministry, guest 4562, guest 4722, my husband, Bishop G-Man Scott, Patriot Greg, everybody on the phone lines who have joined us tonight, I want to say I thank God for you joining us tonight. Minister Bonnie Howell, TLO Ministry, thank you for joining us on the radio, on the line tonight. I know you got to go to Bible study, but I thank you so much for joining us. Prophetess Kane, it didn't take long for the word of God to come forth, but God does use me this way. He puts the word in my mouth, and when the Holy Ghost is on me, I'm very bold. There is no fear. I'd like to talk to you later on if that's okay. We want to close the broadcast offering salvation again. We cannot save anybody, but we can offer the word of God. The Bible says, how can they hear unless somebody is preaching? How can they hear the word of God unless somebody is preaching? Okay? How can they go except they be sent? God has sent us, me, Minister Bonnie, my husband, G-Man Scott. Everybody that's in the chat room, I believe, is already saved. But if you're listening to this broadcast in the archives, if you're listening live right now and you are not born again, we offer you Jesus. We offer you salvation. We cannot save you. Jesus already did it. He already went to the cross for your salvation. Isaiah 53 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon us. And with his stripes, we were healed. We were healed from sin. We were healed from transgressions and iniquities. Follow that scripture and see the context that he's talking about. Yes, we do know that we are healed, that God heals us from sickness and disease. But in this context of scripture, we've been healed from our iniquity and our sin. But we have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, okay? And then we have to begin to live for him. If you want Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you can turn to Romans 10, 9, and 10. If you don't want to confess it now, you confess it later. But if I were you, I would do it right now where you have the opportunity, because you don't know when you're going to close your eyes, okay? Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. But Romans 10, 9, and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So use your mouth to confess Jesus unto salvation tonight. 1 John chapter 5, let me just read this real quick. 1 John chapter 5, it says, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I need you to hear that and understand that you need to have the Son of God. There is no other way to salvation other than through the name of Jesus. There is no other way. Okay, so I've offered you Jesus. It's up to you if you want him or not. But I pray that you accept Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and your Savior. Because without that, you can't see him. You can't go to heaven. You can't. And I want you to go to heaven. I want you to live righteously in the Lord. If you can, please tune in on Friday. We're going to go over these words. We're going to go over the definitions. And we're going to just praise God. I thank God right now for every soul that has given their life to Jesus Christ. I thank God for every soul that has come out of darkness into the kingdom of light. I thank God for each and every one of you for your support. Me, and we're going to go out on this one song right here, and it's called Tomorrow. It's called Tomorrow. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Be blessed.
Your needs, and you said, I know.